happens to expand your skin. So therefore, in the church, we need to start from young children. Starting at their young age, we need to lead them to know the one and only true God, and teach them to study Bible, worship God, and pray, and respect parents. Also, we cannot ignore the youth either, because in the youth age, that is a very important time to build and shape their spiritual life. Very important. So as a parent, we all have experience like this. We want to spend more time to spend in depth about their struggles. So the youth time is extremely important. So Lord, please help us. As a parent, when we have a more communication with children, their relationship would be better. They also want to share their inner thoughts. They also are willing to share their inner thought with us, especially at home. Father should be the head of the spiritual life in the family. And then the father needs to lead the family to know the Lord in depth. So we need to take the responsibility of teaching. Also, the Sunday school teachers, cell group leaders are very important too. They also need to take the responsibility of teaching, because the time we're facing in this world is that they do not like our faith. We all know that. So it's very important for us to have the correct life view and the view of a value. We all know that. We either are influenced by this world's trend, or we have the ability to influence this world. Which kind of Christian do you choose to be? We all know that it is so much easier just to go by the flow. But you want to go against the trend, it is so much harder, so much harder. So it needs to spend a lot of effort. Our Lord Jesus Christ told us all the time, as the Lord's disciple, you need to be willing to pay the price, because you need to reject the temptation in this world. Anything in this world will disappear, diminish. Only God's holy word will be here forever. This year's Chinese Christian Summer Retreat was wonderful, not just in the Midwest region of the United States. There are a lot of our brothers and sisters from China. The two speakers, they brought up great message. They both had a great message. A lot of people feel deeply touched by Pastor Yang's message. Why a lot of churches cannot be revived? Why some of the lessons are so hard to be learned? Have you ever thought about it? From Pastor Yang's message, have you made it you to think in depth? Why some of the lessons are so hard to be learned? That is because we're so stubborn. We're so self-arrogant. Especially the old us, no matter at our own small family or the big church family, the most arguing point, the most arguing issue is that we always think we're right. We are right. My thought, my idea are better than yours, are more superior than yours. Whatever you think is not worth. So before we even know it, those arrogant old us always came out. But if we're willing to examine ourselves, willing to back off on our own, things will be much easier. Things will be much more easier. So things can be easily solved. Things can be easily got done. I do not know the lesson God wants you to do. I do not know the lesson God wants you to learn. Did you learn or not? As a matter of fact, some of the lessons are not that hard to learn. Why? As long as we humbly come to God, sincerely ask for the light of God shining upon us, we're willing to repent. And again, one more time, as long as we sincerely ask for the light of God shining upon us, we're willing to repent. We want to have a willing heart to learn. We can learn this lesson. One more time. We need to sincerely want to repent right in front of God. Then we still have a hope. Then we have a hope to learn the lesson God bless us to learn. God loves us so much. The lesson I need to learn, the lesson you need to learn, and the lesson he needs to learn are totally different. God measures ourselves and gives us the lesson we need to learn. I know my shortcomings. I don't know about yours. So God gives us all different lessons. So God gives us customized lessons for us. So please, God bless us to understand this point. So as long as we have attitude of willing to learn hard, our Chinese have an old saying, you keep learning no matter how old you are. You keep learning no matter how old you are. This year, I'm old, you know, in my 70s. In the church, I'm one of the oldest person. I love to learn. And by shining upon me by the Holy Spirit, sometimes we all have a very hot temper. We say something without even think about it. So God, please help us to improve ourselves. If we pay attention to those people who really have a spiritual wisdom, because they have a faith in God, they are willing to be obedient to God. Because they're willing to continue to improve themselves during their spiritual growth so they can learn the lessons God wants them to learn. Yeah. Please remember, do you all remember when Joshua led the Israelites into the land of Canaan? There were 12 spies. Among these 12 spies, 10 spies saw that the enemies were so strong. They were so strong, those enemies. They lost their hope. They really lost their hope. So, they don't have any hope. So only Joshua and Caleb did not just look at how strong the enemies were. Think about it. Only two among the 12 spies have a faith for God's promise. They said, wait a minute, do not just look at how strong the enemies are, but we need to know how strong the faith we have for God's promise. How strong the faith we have for God's promise. Look at this. If we always look at our surrounding environment, always look at the difficulties, we always think there's no hope. But God, please help us. Don't just look at how strong the enemies are. Don't just look at the surrounding environment, how difficult it is. But ask for God's promise. So, because they 100% believe God gave the Canaan land to Israelites, as a result, the faith of Joshua and Caleb toward God were absolutely right. So Joshua led the Israelites to the land of Canaan. Land by land, corner by corner, the Canaan land becomes Israelites. So we need to learn those spiritual lessons and apply to our daily life. So one more time, I want to emphasize, it has to be very simple, pure faith toward God. Remember, as a young parent, when the children started to learn how to learn swim, I remember when my son was little, my son Joshua, I need to teach him how to learn swim. I told him, I said, Joshua, no worries, jump to the water. Dad can hold you. Of course, Joshua did not dare to jump. Because what? Because he's scared. He just have a very innocent thought. Then he believed Father can hold him, can receive him when he jumped to the water. So we need to have those very innocent, very pure faith toward our God, our Heavenly Father. That's very important. So God, please help us. So let us to learn this lesson as well. In our lifetime, our faith is built on God's promise to us. God will be pleased when we have such a pure and strong faith toward Lord. So therefore, we need to learn two lessons. Number one, we need to have a humble and a willing to learn heart. Number two, we need to have a faith for God's promise. Why, some people may ask, why did Israelites in the time of Hosea, they cannot learn that lesson? Please read the book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 13. I'll read it for you. You have plowed evil. You have reaped unrighteousness. You have eaten the fruit of hypocrisy. Because you trusted in your own direction and in the number of your mighty forces. Brothers and sisters, what does this word telling us? What does this word tell us? Because they all rely on themselves. Oh, I'm the best. Well, I'm strong. By my own efforts, I can make it. They never, never think about God's blessing. They totally forget their ancestors, how those ancestors passed the Red Sea, how 40 years of life in the land with the manna, they have enough to be survived. By provided by God, they totally forgot those miracles God have done in their lives. So we can tell those Israelites, because Israelites were crushing themselves, they only depend on themselves. They cannot leave their self-arrogance. They cannot leave their stubbornness, their evilness behind them. Actually, we find out that no matter in the past or nowadays, it's all the same. They cause their own death, and they deserve the judgment from God. Then, when did Israelites truly learn the lesson? When? Then, the time when God's punishment became more and more severe, until they realize they cannot take it anymore. Then they truly realize they were wrong. They have done wrong. They should not worship those stone idols. They should not worship those stone idols. At that time, they would understand the lessons. But at that time, they have already paid very severe price today. As long as you live in this society, we all agree with this. Some people learn things fast and learn things very well. Because they have a very humble attitude, they're willing to learn. But some people pay a lot of prices when they learn lessons, but they still do not learn it at all. Or some people pay a lot of price and only learn a little lesson. Think about it. Is that right? So, question for brothers and sisters, including myself. What type of a person do we want to be? The true wise man is willing to take the quick route. So in life, I'm short. Before you even know it, before I even know it, I'm over 70 years old. I don't know how many days I have left. So people ask me why I started to grow beard. Not because I want to catch the trend, but when I look at a mirror, I look at the mirror, whoa, look at my beard, they're all white, so I don't have so many times left, so I need to work hard. So now I take the responsibility of being the chairman of Midwest Chinese Christian Summer Retreat, so please pray for me. It's a big responsibility. Truly pray for me. And thank you for the opportunity. So what do we know? Life is short. So we really need God bless us to have the wisdom. So God help us, no matter during work, family, making friends, having career, everything in life. It's all our life. Some people can avoid troubles. They're wise. They can avoid the troubles. So they don't have to pay so much prices and waste a lot of time. And they come back to the beginning. They come back to the beginning. They wasted so many time, wasted so many efforts. Then they only learn a little lesson. But some people, they're on their own, away from God, and their lives are such a big mess. Do you know anybody like that in your family and friend circles? It's such a pity. So Lord, please help us learn our lessons. We need to learn the lessons God wants us to learn. So, if you use the macro perspective, it's not that hard to learn those lessons because God won't give us the things we cannot handle it. God won't give us the things we cannot handle it. God loves us. God won't give us such a difficult lessons. God don't want to see us struggle. God give us the lessons. For sure, we can learn. God wants us to have the best. So if we realize that, so we can pray for God, we need to pray. God, help us. So we also pray, God, let us accumulate more spiritual experiences. We need to help those people who are weak spiritually. So sometimes we misunderstand when we heard, okay, please carry the cross on your back, follow Jesus. We all think, oh my gosh, it's so difficult. It's, you know, it must be painful. No, it's not like that. In the book of Philippians, Paul always tells us, by Lord, we need to be joyful. If everybody carried the cross, followed Jesus, it's so painful. Who can be joyful? So don't think that way. Don't have that passive perspective. God, please help us. So follow Lord. It's a joyful path. In the past week, my two children came here from Texas. They attended the fellowship. We had a great time. And I really wish all the youth can know more about God, because the God we know is such a loving and a living God, and constantly give us the opportunity to experience Him. If you do agree, please say amen. Our Lord is not just a Lord, so hard to understand, and only a couple of people can understand. No. Our God is the one who is with us every single day. When we drive every day, when we wash dishes at home, when we mow the lawn, any time, the Lord is with us all the time. All our struggles, all our difficulties, all our puzzles, all our confusions, God all knows it. God wants to lead us. God wants to help us. But we need to humble ourselves and have a willing heart. Constantly come in front of God and pray with God. Every morning have a devotion time. So in this way, we will have a close relationship with our Lord. And God would tell us what lesson we need to learn. Because God hopes us to grow, to be mature, to be strong, to be faithful. Did I say it correctly? Did I say it clearly? God, please help us. So, when we accumulate more spiritual experiences, we need to help those people who are currently weak spiritually. We need to encourage those people who are learning the lessons right now by the lead of the Holy Spirit, constantly encouraging other people. Hope every person who believes in the Lord can become a person with a strong faith and with a spiritual wisdom. We need to closely follow our Lord Jesus Christ and go forward, especially in this dark time. We need to be the strong soldier. Brothers and sisters, in order to learn the lesson well, we need to remember these three principles. It's not that hard. Number one, PowerPoint. Number one. Let's read together. Must approach with humility and a teachable spirit. Number two, set your mind on living out God's teaching. Number three, continuously encourage those who are weak. Then we can learn the lessons God wants us to learn. I promise your life will be abundant, blessed life. You will keep experiencing the blessing from God, those sweetness only you can taste. Lord, please bless us. Every brother and sisters, every person who are willing to learn the lesson well, please pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you. Through the book of Hosea, one more time, you remind us. Every single day, help us to get rid of the old Adam, the old Eve in our old life. Lord Father, please bless us to have a heart willing to learn and be humble. We need to be very well, learn the lessons God, you want us to learn. Every single person of us, we all have a different lesson we need to learn. Lord, thank you. Please bless us with patience. In our lifetime, step by step, teach us, lead us, please, Lord. Lord Father, please strengthen our faith, our love, and our hope. Be a great Christian with an abundant spiritual life. Do more things to please our Lord. We give all the praise to you, Lord. We pray in Jesus Christ's holy, victorious, precious name. Amen. Mr. Zhang, please stand up. Let more people to know you. Sorry, I cannot hear the talk in the sanctuary. Okay, my name is Mr. Zhang, and I just came to the United States for about 4 months, and I come to church. Hopefully, I can know more about God. Thank you. So after worship, please stay with us and share lunch together and communicate with us. Yeah, since you just came to the States, and if you have any questions and need any help, I'm sure all the brothers and sisters are willing to help. Let us all bow down our head and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please bless us to have a wisdom to know how to count our times on earth. Please let us to realize when we serve you, God, we're the people who are truly blessed. In the process of a serving, Lord, we can know God more. When our limited life on earth connects with the unlimited life of God, our life on earth are well blessed abundantly. Today, we come to God and give our willing offering. Please, God, please accept our offering. And we pray our limited offering can help more and more people. Let more people to know you are the God full of grace, full of amazing love. We pray in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Please all rise up. Receive God's blessing. Amen. A special announcement. By God's blessing, this summer retreat was very successful. Our church and the Lexington Chinese Christian Church, we collaborate and sponsored it very well. Because this summer retreat was entirely held online through Zoom meeting, so the technician, the technology director is from our church, that's the sister Yan Hong. She spent a lot of time, a lot of efforts. Led the entire team of technology for this summer retreat. Yang Hong's sister, Sister Yang Hong, and the entire technology team did a fantastic job. Sister Yang Hong, are you here today in person? If you are not here, our church also sang fantastic hymn songs during the summer retreat time, and led by Sister Iris, the hymn team, the choir team. Sister Iris. I have an opportunity to co-work with Sister Iris. I remember we practiced more than 13, 14 times for that one particular hymn song. Another very important brother in our church. All the pastors, all the advertisement posters he made, that's our brother Jack Chu. Where's the brother Jack Chu? That's a Joanna, I think. And also last weekend, last Sunday, we had a great time. It doesn't matter if it's an adult or young children, we all had a great time. One brother, he paid a lot of effort, did a lot of work. Because 2 days before the picnic, he already started to marinate all the meat and get it ready for the picnic. So the picnic day, he started to grill for everyone from the first piece of meat until the last piece of meat. And he did a lot, and all the people, adults, children had a great time. So a small gift to Brother Michael Boykin. To Brother Michael Boykin, he did a lot of efforts and work during the picnic. His great spirit to serve is just wonderful. Brother Xingrong, is that right? I cannot hear it anymore. Yeah, that's a Brother Xingrong. So silent prayer, then postlude.
Actually, I want to mention to you, in the middle of the translation, something dropped here.
Oh, it did? Oh.
Yeah, something dropped.
That's why it's, okay.
Yeah, it could be.
So let me show you. If that happens, right here there's this little thing on the side, a little key.
Okay.
That's what you do.
Okay. And another thing is, I have to say, when the pastor